I need a move of God. I'm expecting a move of God. So my expectation is high this morning because I have to admit to each and every one of you, I can't do this thing without God. Now, because he's in my life, he's on my life, and he's in me and I'm in him, I'm capable of doing what it is he said he wants to do, but I want it to be of him and not of me. Amen. And the psalmists, they were singing, they said, knowing that he's able, but more than that, they said, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He will provide a way out of no way. I don't know about you, but I've been in a lot of circumstances in my life that I'm still trying to figure out. In fact, I might as well let it go and just give him credit. Trying to figure out how in the world I got out of that. How in the world did he take me and get me to this place? See, you can boast all you want if you wanted to talk about how awesome you are and all that if you want to. But I have to admit, I am who I am and where I am because of him. And had he not been in my life, where would I be? I believe I'd be lost and turned out worse than Olivia. I tell you how old I am. Remember, Olivia was turned out. Y'all, that was a song. Yep, y'all remember. But because of God, my life has changed today. And so we've been ministering, and today I'm going to conclude. And it's been several weeks, probably the last 5-6 weeks, we've been talking about he's the way, the truth, and the life. And so I want to explain that because a lot of times we keep getting out of the way when we need to get in the way. Because he's the way. So I need to learn the way. Not rituals. Not what I said. Not church. He's the way. So I need to learn who the way is and what the way wanted to do and how the way did it. And when I get that down on this, my relationship with the way, then I can understand he's going to lead me to truth. When he leads me to truth, truth will now change my life. Y'all got to get this because I'm sharing this is where it is. So on last week, Pastor Bruce came and chimed in, and he was able to finish, and he said, it is finished. So I want to remind you, the way came, the way brought truth, the way brought life, and the way finished it. So where the way finished it is where we began. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am glad this morning that God is on the throne and that he finished the work for you and me. So today I can begin where he wants me to be and start moving in the direction that he's called me to go to. Because I want my life to be different. How many of you here want your life to be different? How many want to live in the way that the life that he called you to be? See, I used to want to do what I wanted to do. I had a plan. Somebody help somebody out here, because you might have one. I had a plan. And there ain't nothing wrong with plans, right? I think planning is good. But I got to tell you something. When your plan ain't working, we got to have a plan of God. And so with the plan of God in place, so I want to talk to you. So it's so important, amen, that we understand that he has a plan for our life, but we've been planning the way we wanted to do things. But I'm so grateful today that I've accepted the plan that he has for my life. I figured out that my fingerprint doesn't match anybody else's fingerprint, but I didn't create the fingerprint. So when I learned about my creator, and I learned that who he is and who I am to him, I'm now able to, this message this morning that I want to talk to y'all all about, is understanding that if he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he finished the work, and this is when he's finished something, That's the place where I can begin. So I'm now at a place that when something ends, I also know that something begins. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is a great place because, see, all of us need to know that. Our children need to know it. Our students need to know it. You need to know it. But this thing, by the way, I'm going to stay on this place because God's been dealing with me. 7 generations on the earth at the same time. First time in history. This is the first time in history that 7 generations are here on the earth. So many of us who are parents, we were dealing with our children, and we thought it was just us and them. But there's 7 different generations throughout this tenure where we are right now. Because of technology, because of life, and by the way, I love technology also because, how many know there's nothing new under the sun? You're gonna say, well, where is he at? So we got cell phones, right? We got all kinds of, we have wireless mics. So my first mic I ever had a wire to it. But now there's no wire connected, right? But you hear my voice amplified. Can I tell you that this technology and all of these things was not necessarily here 2,000 years ago, but they existed. You say, where is he going now? Well, I want you to see, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
But through the way taught us and showed us and we grew and we got knowledge and did knowledge and information, we discovered, what do we discover? We discovered truth. Truth is in the Word of God and it's something that's true, but it was already here because he created it. Y'all gotta get this because we gotta stop trying to put God into stuff just today or just is it biblical? God is in food. God is the sun is exactly the right distance away, so we don't burn up. God is in the sun. God is in the moon. God is in everything because he's the creator of the universe. But I need us to, we gotta stop just trying to use him in a religious situation. And I want us to all say, we, say this with me, we are not religious. We are relational with our God, the true and living God, King of kings, the Lord of lords. That's who I'm talking about, y'all. So he said, I'm the way. So I need our young people, I need our older people, and everybody in between, all 7 generations, to get this, that he came for all of us. And if he came for all of us, we, in our own, wherever we are, have to discover his way for us. I want more than anything for my young people to discover who they are. So that as they walk, they can walk. And understand that it's okay to be them. And to know that God does not create junk. Or mess. Or accident. Everything's on purpose. So I'm going to get there. I'm going to take them to the scriptures because everything I'm talking about, I can prove. Right? And that's important. Do not just be talking and have somebody say something and they're not backing it up with the Word of God. Because again, I told you he's the way. Well, if he's the way, he also became the truth. If he became the truth, I mean, truth is true today. It was true yesterday. And it'll be true next week. Forevermore. That's true. Okay? Not something that's factual and it's just true for a moment. That's not a truth. That's a fact. So we've been calling facts truths when true facts are not truths. Y'all know my favorite one. Here's my favorite. 1 + 2 = 3. That's a truth. You say, well, how is that a truth? Why? Because I can do it any old kind of way. It'll still come out to be the same. I'm going to do it backwards. 2 + 1 = 3. It will never change. So this idea of it's close to, or right, no, that's not what it is or it isn't. Oh, you know, I'm going to use backwards. It is or it isn't. It ain't. Y'all know that's not good. I'm a leader of the school. We can't do that. But y'all get the point. And I wanted to share that because as this word's been going and God's been showing us, and I love the cue. And when I said, you know what, I'm stepping out of the way last week to show you about relationships. When you have a relationship even with other people, he stepped in, and the other speaker brought the word, it's finished. Well, what's finished? The work of what he was called and came to do was finished for you and I, so you and I could live. So the way, the truth, and the life that he intended for us to live was finished at Calvary.
Yes.
The finished work. So he did what he did. So I'm going to prove it. And we're going to go to the scriptures. Bring up
Bruce.
Now I'm learning. I'm in love with the Message Bible. Because the Message Bible is not necessarily a Bible in our traditional sense. But we're not living in a traditional day. So it's a conversation that is having with God's people. That's what Eugene Peterson, when he worked 30 years to put this together, that was his attempt. So I want to have a conversation with the congregation this morning so that you can be clear and understand it. So I'm not going to talk to you out of the King James about the these and the thous and all of that, but we'll talk about what God is saying. Let's just have a conversation. Amen? So he said, in his word, in the Word Bible, chapter 17, we'll bring it up on the screen, but you can follow me in your King James if you have it. So in chapter 17, this actually is the chapter where Jesus prays. Okay? How many know that the Lord's Prayer is not what Jesus is praying? I'm trying to teach you. When we talk about the Lord's Prayer, that's not his prayer. That was a format in which he was giving us to pray. Okay, that's a format. That's not his prayer. This is the only place in the Bible where you hear what he prayed, because he tells us. Nowhere in the Bible, nowhere. Every time he went to pray, it says he went to pray Ayanda. Anybody know where Yanda is? Okay, it's just over there. It's away from any place else. There was never anybody with him. Never any eyewitnesses that can depict and write down what it is he was praying. Never recorded anywhere in the Bible. But here, he tells us what he was praying. He says, and I want to tell you, because this is important, because remember, he's at the right hand of the Father praying for you and I. So if he's praying for you and I, he's at the place, because this is the place of the finished work. Yes. God, Jesus praying for you. I can't get any better than that. All right? So watch this. We're going to read in the Message Bible. It says, Jesus said these things, then raised his eyes in prayer. He said, Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so that the Son, in turn, may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human. Did y'all hear that? So he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. I just want to stop there for a minute. Because, see, we really didn't understand this eternal life thing. You know, there's some people that think, you know, they just want to, that this body will live on forever. That's not what he's talking about. Okay? That's already been declared. But what he's talking about for men, and he says, for those that you gave me. So, by the way, so then this is going to help us too, for those that are saying, everybody's going to be here. I would love for that to be true. But if that's true, then faith is worthless. I just want to, because I don't want anybody to be misled and think, you know, name and claim that I could do any old thing and then I'm still just going to get there because I could slip and slide into the kingdom of God. That's not what he's talking about. And I don't want anybody to get misconstrued and miss it in life. You know, there's some things in my personal life I miss that I don't want to miss in my life today. I always talk about the time that my first time going on a cruise. And then I read the paper wrong. It said, don't be there too early, but it didn't say be late. guys. I don't know if y'all know the cruises. So they, when they dock, they clean up and they release the one cruise of people that are on there, and then refactors and builds in and gets ready for the next one. And it's off again, right? But for some reason, I didn't get it right, and I'm called on be just on time. But see, that's sometimes if the things just on time, things will get in the way to slow you down. So leaving from Delaware to get to Philadelphia, to get through, I had to go through Chester. And to get through Chester, it was backed up. Traffic was bumper to bumper. And I didn't calculate for that. There's some stuff in our life we didn't calculate for. Because we didn't perceive the timing. Oh, that's there. Yeah, that's a message in its own. That we didn't perceive the timing. So only lo and behold, I find myself backed up. But I'm determined to get there. I'm going to find another way. So I'm going to get off backed up 95, and I'm going to get off 291. And I'm speeding. Oops, I told myself I was good. I'm speeding through 291 to get there. Only to get to the dock. To watch the boat going down the river. I missed the boat. I missed the boat. Now I got to finish the story because I'm going to show you about the finished work in Christ, because this is where we mess up as humans. I did, so I can't talk about anybody else. I'll show you where I messed up. And we make these statements. Because I missed the boat. So missing something, I said, oh, I'm going on this boat, this vacation. I'm going to get there. And you know what? I'm going to the airport, and we're going to book a ticket. I'm going to fly, and we'll beat the boat there. It sounds like a grand plan, don't it? But I got to let you know something. The ticket for the airplane cost me twice as much as the whole boat trip. So I'm already paying a price. You're not hearing me. I'm already paying a price that I didn't count on. Only to also discover that the plane wasn't leaving until early in the morning. So I had to book a hotel room. So it cost me again. And now, but I'm determined because I said I'm going to get there. Not taking accountability, I missed it. Repent. Didn't do any of that. Then I get there, only to find out the boat. It's still a half a day away. Actually, it went good. I got to book a room again. Now I got to stay in another room. Now, a hotel to leave in there, hotel to get there. Only for the boat to arrive. And when it get there, I'm getting on. But only to get a ride back. So, of course, I didn't enjoy the trip. But I want to share something with you. So, in my mind, I thought I was going to make it up, but it cost me twice as much. And I think sometimes in life, we miss things. And I'm sharing, so I want to encourage you about the finished work that he finished, not mine. Because when I get his finished work, then I can have what he said I could have. Then I can be what he said I could be. Then I can do what he said I could do. So the finished work was complete on Jesus, but mine is incomplete. And sometimes in the process of that, it will cost you more. I really want us to pay attention. See, I can't talk about nobody else, but I won't talk about me. So that example exists in many of y'all lives. Okay? But I'll just be honest for all of us. So Jesus says here in the scripture, and he said, so the son, he says, Father, it's time. So the bright splendor of your son, so the son turned, may show his bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human. so he might give real eternal life in all that he's in charge of. So I want you to understand that he is the one that gives life and in charge of it. But remember, he's the way, the truth, and the life. So these are important to understand. I want to tie it all together, continue to tie it so it's complete enough and it activates something in you. And then he finished. He finished what? He finished what he was sent to do, the work. And his work was finished, so it would be a display for you and I to move on by faith when we see it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Which means, okay, he said it is finished. He said that 2,000 years ago. Which means he understood by faith, he's seen us in 2,000 years later. The same word finished is finished then, now, and forevermore. Because truth continues and it does not hinder based off of time. It was true then, it was true now, and it will be true in the future. So what did he finish? He finished the work. What work? The work his father sent them on behalf of his brothers and sisters to redeem them. So I'm going to break it on down. Redemption is really good because we need to understand what redemption is. And my biggest understanding of redemption is that it tells on how old I am as well. Okay, is the Coca-Cola people, the bottle. When they redeemed the bottle, so they don't do it anymore. I've seen a few things that Bob said, but I don't know where we can take one. But they redeemed what was theirs. So redeeming means to buy back something that already belongs to me. Let me explain that again. Redemption is nothing more than buying back. Or redeeming is buying back something that already belonged to me. I'm saying, Holy Ghost, just went. So, you know, I get those things. Y'all in the Salvation Army, they kind of truck going around, and you could give things you ain't using. So I took all these things out of my garage and my house and stuff that they were nice stuff. Baseball bats, gloves, my kids, nobody was using, the grandkids didn't use. And I gave it to the Salvation Army. And they took it, and then I went to the Salvation Army to the store. And I went, and I have a shopping cart there, and I saw some nice stuff. And I put the stuff in my cart, and realized it was my stuff. But I redeemed it. I repurchased it. But this time, I'm going to put it to use, okay? Because sitting in the garage doing nothing didn't work with it. And I thought to myself, at first I thought, what's wrong with you? And I thought, what a lesson did God just teach me, right? But redemption in the end with the Coca-Cola bottles, that you could get your Coca-Cola bottles, when you finish drinking them, you put it back in the case, and then you take the case back, and usually it was 24 in a case, right? You take the case back, and you get a nickel for each of them. So that was $1.20 you get back towards your next case, right? That was a good deal, right? But redemption is more than that. The real reason Coca-Cola bought the bottle of that is because they didn't make the bottle again. So what Coca-Cola wanted to do was they sold you a product that was in the bottle. They had you bring the bottle back. And when they brought the bottle back, this first thing they did was when they brought the bottle back, is they put it into a disinfect. They cleaned it up. I don't know about you, but the first time when I got saved, he cleaned me up. He started changing some stuff in my life. Started fixing some stuff in my life. He gave me a different view and a different perspective on what I could see and how I could do it. So things started to change. So the redemption, the beginning of the process, is they cleaned it up. But Coca-Cola, they owned the bottle before they sent it out. But they sold it with a product in it. I didn't even put a price on the bottle itself, but they would give that back to me. They had already built it into the cost. He finished it. He had already built it in to the cost. So I wanted to show you, so it was already there. So now that the bottle came back, they cleaned it up. I love that. So when they cleaned it up, then they got it ready, right, to make sure, and they put it on the assembly line to go back in. And guess what they did? They refilled it. The refilling of this house. In other words, they put it with the product in it, clean and fizzling, and with the power of Coca-Cola. All back in it again. And then the final part of what they did, this is all in redemption. They sealed it. They put a lid on it. When they put a lid on it, they finished the work. The product was whole again. It was ready to go out. Oh, I just saw it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The product went out again because people desired it. And he wanted the people to have it. I want to tell you that God has refilled you and God has sealed you, and that's what the finished work is. But the product was in you. He wants out of you. So at some point, the cap has to come off again. That's how I know what God wants to do. He wants to do through all of us. He's already did what he says he needs to do. So that's why we got to start building today, tomorrow's leaders. Not tomorrow. I have to start today so that when we get to tomorrow, they're already ready.
That's right.
I've also learned from missing the boat is to be ready when it's my turn, okay, before it's my turn, not just when it's my turn. Because it was my turn, but I was late. So if I'd been there before my turn, I'd have been on the boat. So I just want to talk to you about, so now he said he came for eternal life. That's the eternal life that he wants to bring us, right? Then he said, and this is the real eternal life, that they know you. This is important. He said that they know you. We should not be ashamed of who we are. And that they would know us. So we need to know who we are and to know. And he said, the one and only true God. So knowing him, okay, and I love this, the one and only true God, right? And then he says, and glorify, he said, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Now remember in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became God, right? The Word became flesh, I'm sorry. So it tells us that all of that was there in the beginning. So none of this is new. So when I told you there's nothing new under the sun, everything was already been here because our God was already here. And everything was under his control and still is. I know here's the trouble. This is his problem. If God is in control, why is evil here? Because he finished the work. And he needs you to begin to do what you're called to do and walk in who he's called you to be. Although evil exists there, you are greater than that. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If we don't start teaching our people and you guys don't start acting in that, you'll keep thinking he's winning and you'll think that he's doing better than us. No, he's a liar, he's a thief, and he's a steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? Those things he does are real, but he can't defeat me. Because of who's in me. And this is what I want in all of you. We got to get there. I had to get up. I get up now. And when I stand up, I have to. That's a thing, sir. We're cracking. Now, that didn't used to happen when I was younger. But they're real, right? But they got to keep me down. So I have to stretch a little more. I got to do a few things a little different than I did. It's just so. But I found out because it's a part of life, and the way is with me at every part of my life. I'm not saying things that, you know, the things aren't real in our life. That would be false teaching. But I want to tell you that his truth has already overcome that. And it's got to be for everything. It's just not for one thing. or he wouldn't be God. Right? So let me just finish. Let me stay with the conversation. He said, and glorified you on earth by completing down to the last detail. Somebody say completing.
Completing.
Down to the last detail. What you assigned me to do. He's having a conversation. He's talking to the disciple, but he's talking back and telling the Father because he's in prayer. Remember, this is prayer. And he's telling the disciple because it's in red letter, and this is the first word. By the way, he's telling all of us what his word says and who he is because he's letting us know. This is the first time he ever is letting us in on what he said back to the Father. There is no other recording of him praying except here. This is it. This is the Lord's Prayer. Okay? And it says, by completing down to the last detail what you've assigned me to do, and now, Father, glorify me with your very own splendor, the very splendor I had in your presence. In other words, he's in transformation now for the splendor of the glorified Jesus, the glorified God, okay? Not the human man, the body, that parchment. And he said, before, is what I wanted to, so John got it right when he said in chapter 1, before there was a world. Let me just quickly, so y'all, let me quick go to John chapter 1. If y'all can pull that up on the screen, that would be great. John chapter 1, verse 1. This just confirmed what he just said. The Word was first. The Word was present to God. And God presented to the world, the Word was God. In readiness for God from day one. In other words, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That's what the King James Version would say, right? So he's now spelling that out, and God said, he said, before there was a world, he says, I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me, that you were in first place, and you gave them to me, and they are now done, have now done what you said. They know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. So for the message you gave me, I gave them. Here we go. For the message that God gave him, he's giving us. Where's the message? Say it again. Where's the message? He gave us the word. Now, by the way, I want y'all to the two things. I could put the word, capital W, and put equal sign, and over here I would put Jesus.
Right.
I could put Jesus here and put equal sign, put capital W, and the word. They're interchangeable. So he did. But that was one part of the word, right? Then he goes, so they call it Logos, and that's the written word. So then he took the time to give us a written word. He spoke to, 66 authors, right? One, or let me say 66 books, one author. He spoke to all 66 of the men in their spirit to give them their due to write, and all through time. Now, here's the most amazing thing I love about the Bible, because here, nobody ever can come to me if you've studied it and contradict this, because how in the world could somebody 1,000 years later who didn't read the scroll write down the same exact thing? It's impossible. So they talk about conspiracy. There can't be a conspiracy, but that's impossible to do. Okay? You can't do that. So I'm just intrigued with the Bible in how awesome it is. And so the New Testament confirms the Old Testament. And there's things that are said that are done hundreds of years later. And I'm scratching my head and saying, how in the world could they have done that? Well, it's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working on the inside of us. Remember, he's in us and we're in him. So if he's in us and we tune our spirit to hear his voice, then we can start walking in it. And so that's where I want to get us, because right now our issue is walking in the Word. Okay, we have to become who God said we are. You don't have to fake. You don't have to imitate. You don't have to be somebody else. Don't change your voice.
That's right.
If you want to wear your hair long,
That's your style. If you want to wear your hair short, that's your style. Right? It really has nothing to do with your hair or your clothes. Okay? It should be your heart and the words that come out of your mouth. Get those right. We can walk in. Let's finish the scripture because I'm excited about this because he said he finished it. Right? So what did he finish? He finished the work. He wrote, the word has been finished. It's complete. By the way, this is enough to alter my life. Forever. So I need the logos and the ring of work. Okay, I need them both. Right? And he said, I spelled out the character in detail to the men and women you gave me, they're yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. And they now, beyond the shadow of doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them. And they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. Now, he said, I pray. Y'all got to get this one. I pray for them. I am not praying for the God-rejected world.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say that. So, right there proves that everybody can't have it. He said, I pray for them. So that's why we have to accept, receive Jesus as Lord. And I want to encourage you. If you're here today and you don't know, today's your day. It's a free gift. Get to know him. Cost you nothing. It's worth it. It's almost like an insurance policy. I don't hate to describe it as that, but that's a good one. Right? So he said, I pray for them, and I'm not praying for the God-rejected world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours is mine, and my life is on display in them. So we should be imitating and walking in the word so that we have a display. This is not an act. This is not a show. This is real life. So, Pastor Bruce, we talked about this because we were saying that so many people tending to do it, and we want to be acting like some kind of way instead of just being authentic in who he's called us to be. I think he's looking for the authenticity of who we are in him. That's all he's looking for. Okay, so he said, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours and yours is mine, and my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. Here it is. They continue in the world. Those of you of us that are here on the land of the living, we're here. He said, they continue in the world. While I return to you, Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that is conferred as a gift through me. Somebody shout hallelujah. He gave us a gift that was preferred to us, that if we pursue it, we can have it. So I don't know about you, but I was the youngest of four, and rotten to the core. And my brothers and sisters were all older, and they all had jobs and things. So at Christmas time, I had 25 gifts under the tree. Unwrap all of them, and then I would say, "Is that all?" Like something was missing. Is that ungrateful or what? That was me. Right? I want to share with you because he gave a gift. So today I understand all I need is one gift. But with the one gift, now he's given me money and more since then. But he gave me one gift that sparked my heart. He received me, and I was able to unwrap the box. Woo.
that the paper was pretty and the bowl was nice, but more important was what was in the box. Because he gave me a new life. He turned me around. He told me who I was. He explained to me that I was his. In all of the faults and failures, he said, "We're now behind me." And I was like, just like that. He said, just like that. Then that made me a little emotional because that's real love. He didn't judge me off of any of that. So he just loved me because I heard what he said and I unwrapped the gift. And unwrapped the gift, I now discovered that he had something for me. Now I had to make sure that I didn't explain to me who I am, but I needed to make sure that I didn't make the gift more important than the gift giver. Because he established a relationship with me. And now because I got a relationship with him, I now understand that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And that he finished the work for me to live. So now I can begin to live correctly.
Right.
I got struggles and trials and tribulations like anybody else. But I see them different. Picture will pass. I am going to be, and I am going to do what God said I can do. I am going to be what God said I can be. I'm speaking to myself. Because he said it, I can do it. But I gotta have enough in me to understand he finished it. So if he finished it, I gotta begin to do what he finished so I can have it. Because he said, I prayed for them that you gave me. He said, no, those that are mine, what's mine is theirs. What's mine is theirs. You don't have to want something to belong to somebody else. Just get what God has for you. And you'll be happy. It don't have to be 25 gifts. Just one will be enough. So I said all of that to say this: I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Has never meant so much to me as it does today to understand that Jesus Christ, the true and living God, is the way. So he came, that's the reason he came on the earth, because he needed us to let us know that he did it just like we will have to do it. All man. Well, at the same time, he was all God, but he didn't use God powers to do it. It was the man. So what he's proving to you and I is that we can do it. We're capable. And so it is now up to us to pick up where or began what he finished. So there's a finished work that's been complete. And that's what I love about the Word of God. The Word of God, although it's a complete book, and depending on the size of your print, is how many pages you got in it and all that. But the truth of that is from Genesis to Revelation is all there. Okay? You can't take anything out and you can't add anything in. Okay? Because it's complete. It's finished. Now, you got different versions where they're translating words differently, but they're not. You can't put anything in and you can't take anything out. So, in other words, it's complete. Now I got to tell you something. John chapter 17, I've read at least 100 times before. Right? I've read it 100 times before. But this week, 101. It spoke something different to me. Because, although it's complete, it's still talking. The reason it's still talking is because time takes us into a different place. And he wanted you to know, remember truth, it was true then, it's true now, and it's true in the future. And the way that it maintains its truth is it speaks to us on today's level, and but it's the same truth that existed.
I said, God, you're the only person who could do that. And I said, this is good, young, old, and in between. Because this fits all of us. So my understanding as a youth was one thing. My understanding as a middle-aged person is another. And then he speaks to me again at this place in my life. But it keeps speaking. Because you can't exhaust the word. He finished it for you and I so that we can be complete. Here's what I love about the finished work. It doesn't have a date on it. Y'all know I hate my signs and stuff. We buy signs and we put dates on them and you can only use it once. I hate that. Right? But I love the word of God. Because it was true yesterday, it's true today, and it'll be true tomorrow. Especially living in a world with AI and all these other things. You know, right now, I'm putting together a new website, right, for the school. And so when you go to pull up the website, it opens up, right, and it's there. And so, you know, if you have questions, you're going to call in, right, to have a question. But whatever, you've got a little bot that shows up in the corner. And you say, well, tell me about Harvest Christian Academy and their mission. And then the bot says, I said, well, hold up a minute. What's your name? And then he gets your name. And then he says, well, thank you, Tom, for asking. Let me tell you that Harvest Christian Academy is about purpose, vision, and mission. And we want to build tomorrow's leaders today. And we want to, it starts talking to them. Just to give some general, well, I'm interested in enrolling my kid. Okay, Tom. Click on the top of the page to the right-hand side, application. Fill out the application and click send, and it will arrive there. It will happen. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
I know you like that.
Right? But it's called technology. It's taking, now I got to tell you something. We were afraid of it, just like how many of y'all said the internet was of the devil? Remember that was being said? Everything was created by God. They're just the people in darkness using it a little better than we are. So we got to learn how to capitalize on what it is God's called us to do. So I just want to say that AI is not the devil if you use it right. Can it be used for wicked things? Yep. Just like anything else. But it's finished, guys. And I hope that this word, I hope it activated something in all of you. I pray that you understand your relationship with God and what he's done for you and I. My prayer is that you will start to walk it out in your character, your talk. You don't have to imitate. Just be you. Just be who you are. And so it might be your smile. It might be the way you talk. It might be the things he's called you to do. Okay? That's the leader in you. You may never ever get to do what I do. But that's not what you're called to do. It's okay. Just be you.
You got like 10 minutes after church.
Yeah.
And I can walk through and, you know, point out little different things about all of you. And particularly, I always share with you as a young man how excited. You can't deny that God is not moving in your life now. You can deny it if you wanted to, but you know, but you got enough sense to know better that he's changed your life, that what you grew up and what you saw is not what he's doing.
That's right.
Because you've accepted him and his plan, not what the world said you could have. Not what the world said you could be. And that's what our young people need. That's what I need for you, Julian. I need you to discover who you are, because you got greatness on your life. And when you got greatness on your life, it doesn't matter. People, if you don't discover who you are, people will try to give you an idea of who they want you to be. You don't have to be nobody. In fact, you are not anybody. You are who God says you are. That's the only one you should be following in a band. I don't accept labels. Nobody can label
like that to this day.
Unless they hear from God.
Yeah.
And then when they say it, all it will do is it will resonate with my heart because I already know it. You see the difference of us knowing who we are? why this is so important to understand the finished
really
work. Now, I didn't say knowing Genesis and Revelation is going to make you better. Now, knowing the word will help. In fact, that's the next part. He said that you should know. How many know that? He said that his word is his ways are higher than ours. But he intends for us to know who he is. So that's why he gave us his word. And he's expecting us to spend some time with him, and it'll start to speak to us. And that's why I share with y'all, you know, Lee, I love the Bible today because it talks to me and speaks to my life.
The head of this is not
good. The things I just shared with y'all.
That's the one thing we want. She's straightforward.
I was still on the airways to talk to you too. Half the things I just said, they got written down on paper. They came out of my heart. They came as the Holy Spirit's word. Instantaneous. Now, I have notes and great plans. I got all of that. The critic don't have to say you can't live, no prepared. That's not true. Okay, but what is true, what is greater, is the finished work. You can hear what it is. So hearing, I love talking about this. Hearing what he has to say doesn't require me to have my hearing. Those of y'all know I can't hear like you, like the normal person here, right? But that's okay. In the natural.
I don't get people.
But it's not okay to not hear spiritually.
He's making everything comfortable.
I want us to tap into that because he finished. So now, today, I can conclude
Jesus
is the way, the truth, and the life. What life? The life you want to live, right? He finished the work so you can live.
Yeah, no. You got to remove that.
That's what we need to know and how we're going. So, where he finished is where we began. So my hope is that you today will start in a new place with your relationship with God. And even if you go as far as this, God, thank you for giving me a voice in life right now. I want to repent for my past, and I'm ready to move into my future. Show me how, God. Holy Spirit, I know
we grew up together, and I just knew that
a million miles.
Maybe 24, 25.
Yeah, so my brain jazz and
God, help me take another
one.
Thank you. Let's each day. Don't try to jump. Don't run.
They was at Wilmington with Kayla.
Walk with God.
It was,
okay. It's your time.
Ashley.
It's our time.
Gabe.
It's Kaylin.
Adrian.
And Jesus.
And Damien.
It's Amen. Me.
Come on, give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. I'm excited. For what God is doing in all of you, in us, in this ministry. I'm excited when I see your faces. Amen. I'm excited about what God allowed us to do to be able to move, we can touch through the airwaves. I'm excited when I see when my family come from school. More than anything.
Was that Autumn?
Church, I love y'all, right? Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, that's a whole
family. The
greatest church right there.
God's given me to do
whole family.
Was not church.
I think Jasmine, she got a choir. She got the youth choir over there.
It's a school. Yes, but the school is a part of the whole harvest piece. But we have the opportunity to touch their minds.
Oh,
Shashi
Edwards, okay.
To change the trajectory of their minds. Because that's what happens to me. And I promise God that if he gave me a chance,
no.
I would do it.
I had to leave that job.
So today, with Pastor Rob,
I said,
right there,
I couldn't
right?
do it.
Pastor Rob,
Curry is crazy.
I love him. I can look at him now because he told me he wanted to help his brothers and sisters
and it's like
in New York, the area of the
way
a rough
over.
Place that many of us would have a hard time surviving.
It was bad.
But he was there and he said he's going to help his brothers and sisters. His mom was out.
Brandon
was going to help his brothers and sisters because he was going to be able to provide for them.
I think I remember seeing him. The brown skin?
Like a little light skin.
But that was a lie. From the pit of hell to the enemy to him as a young man. Because he didn't know me. He knew him. A a new oven, but he wasn't walking.
This is in a new building or the okay.
And what the enemy did tell him that what he was gonna be able to do literally took him away from
that. Is he serving?
So he couldn't get it. But today
that's like a,
yeah. Somebody say today. He understands the finished work, and I like what he did. So he's able to do. And he can do for them too, for his family now. He talked about helping a nephew that's up in Canada right now.
Because they got eight,
got his son
11,
here, got his son friend here.
The third,
But he's doing what he couldn't do then. Now, he got Jermaine that he's pouring into his life every chance he can get. He's at the students. And now I can tell people at the school know his name more than they know mine. I actually get called Pastor Rob. They don't know who I am. I'm talking. Yeah, I've been
good
for about
good 3 years. Working in the office.
But my point is saying that
Ashley had, because she was working there.
The dream.
And then we called.
He may not have been able to do it
and
then.
And then she left. And I'm
but
like,
he figured it out.
What I'm supposed to do? Because I already heard from the joke about the how he is. I'm like, let me just try it out. Let me get the opportunity to get some knowledge and, you know, the office work.
Right?
And what she loved and how she loved, I was like, oh.
Be able to see that. That's what the finished work will point you in the right direction. And then you can be the man God called you. And nobody can deny. Or the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, first okay. He came,
but I mean, help y'all out too.
Oh yeah, he was ain't showing up.
The Bible is mankind,
because he,
not the male. Most
he ain't showing up.
Okay, he's talking
that's,
about
that's
the
typical
human
him.
Man. I like explaining that, okay, because we got some people misconstruing a lot of things. But nevertheless, that's the word of God.
Like,
can we give a little more hand?
Like Mackenzie's back.
Oh yeah, the all
God. Right. Well, we gonna get ready to move on. We are done. We're going to get out of here, but I want to get ready for our tithes and offering. Amen. And let me